You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
FM. A very good morning to every one of you tuned in and listening to us right here on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Home Affairs. My name is Adam Knight Tay, produced by Daniela Edu Asare. Thank you for always doing the listening on the other side. And for all of you who join us via our social media platforms, thank you to you. It's at Joy 997 on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can tweet at us at Joy 997. Today we are activating our phone lines and 055-1111-997. That's our WhatsApp line. Let me quickly remind you that the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is underway. We started it off on Thursday. Yesterday we were there. We are there the whole of today and then tomorrow as well. So you really want to make your way there. Everything you need concerning housing. Comfort, affordability, or luxury, whichever way, we've got you covered. The Accra International Conference Center, that's your home for the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Also, a Joy FM loyal listener promo is on. We have selected the top 10 loyal listeners who will face off in a fun competition about who knows and loves Joy FM better on the 1st of December at Hotel Cheche. And the person who emerges tops will have an all-expense-paid trip to Dubai. Some of them will have, you know, weekend packages at the Labadi Beach Hotel, Maha Beach Resort, the Mayflower Inn Hotel, Hotel Cheche. There will be family packages as well where you can just go in there and dine with your family. We have couple packages as well. That's not all. We have lots of other goodies to be given away. And so we are asking you on the 1st of December, it's a holiday, why don't you make your way to East Legon Hotel Cheche? Entry is absolutely free. And guess what? Their prices are very affordable. And on top of that, we're doing 15% off for everybody who walks in there that day in the name of Joy FM. How better can it get? We'll be expecting to see all of you there. It'll be a big family time where we will bond, have fun, and get to know each other better. Thank you to Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose tasty milk. Choose nourishment, choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, go for it. Onga, Mama's Helping Hand and Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. Wofakakra na ye be brave. They are sponsors on Home Affairs and we say, ye damwasi be brave. Last week we started off a conversation healing from affairs. Remember the week before we talked about how to affair proof your marriage, and we were wondering if it was even possible at all. We said it was possible, however, we also need to know that we're humans and people make mistakes, not the premeditated ones. Sometimes things happen and you don't know how. And then the week after, which was last week, we started talking about healing from an affair. And we said a lot of things. We had a case in question, and then you sent in questions. So we said that today we're going to be dealing with your questions and more. But just a little update from, you know, my couple friend who are going through this very big challenge. It's going well, let me just say. After last week's conversation, the lady listened in fact that day, you know, I said I sent a message to my friend to tell her not to listen in, so she didn't listen in. But after, I think when she was a bit calm, she listened to the conversation and read some of the comments and all that I sent to her. And look, they're not out of the woods, but it will work. Okay, I would just put it that way. They're not out of the woods, but it will work. She's not leaving her home. She loves her husband. It's just how to reset and rebuild it all. And like Mama T, Kobe and Kofi said the other time, they'll go through all the processes, you know, from the shock, being in denial, go through the phase of anger. And then you'll have to be able to manage all the emotions gradually and then begin to build it from scratch again. Good thing is that the man admits that it is all his fault. He's not going to say, I did it because, no. I mean, he says that there's no part of it that he can ever put on his wife. He should have just been disciplined, and he wasn't. And that's what has brought all of these. And he knows how much he has crushed his family. And so whatever it takes, he will do it. The lady is not ready for counseling yet. I think she doesn't want to see anybody now. She wants to deal with things on her own. And however she wants to deal with it, he is there to support her. Whatever it is that she wants, he's there to support her until they get out of it. I am hoping that when they get out of it and they settle, someday I'll host them on the show and then they'll walk us through their journey, you know. But yes, so this week we're just focusing on the questions people have sent to us, and then we will activate the phone lines, and then you can also send in your question. Adam, I have a similar problem, but my husband is very unrelenting and I am grieving inside. What should I do? In the studio with me this morning, Mrs. Theresa Riafe Asante. Yay. Mama T, papa.
Yay. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Mama T. Thank you. It's been 3 weeks, yes. Back to back to back. God bless you for
it's
us.
It's always a joy to be on Joy.
Thank
right?
you. Thank you. You got that rhyme. Right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Laya Pencil.
Hi.
We How have missed are you? Him, I know. How are you, Laya Pencil?
Yeah, it's good.
It's always a delight to have you.
Thank you.
And then I know that Kobe is joining us on Zoom, but I can't see Kobe on Zoom. Hello, Kobe.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, I can see you now. Kobna Atabedu Procurement. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning,
Adam. And good morning, Alice.
Great. So our first question, she says that she isn't the same problem. So obviously husband has, you know, cheated. And he, dear, he's unrelenting. And he's grieving. He's still with the man. He's asking how should she go about it? What advice do we have for her? Mama T.
All right. So good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for staying with us. Yes. It is really difficult when there is a problem at hand, at home, and then one person feels it is the other person's problem. I hate gaslighting when something has happened and then you want to make it my problem. Because you did this, that is why I did that. Because you did this, that is why I did that. At this point, when the person is unrelenting, the person is not sorry, he's not remorseful, she can only take care of herself. And in taking care of herself, she needs to do one of the things I have told a number of women. How did you go about it? How did you talk to him about the affair? And if he's still unrelenting, then take care of you. Just let him be, and you two take care of yourself. there's not much you can do when somebody doesn't want to change or doesn't want to help. You can only help yourself. Forgive him. Somebody will ask, why are you forgiving someone who is not sorry?
Yeah.
I mean, but there is a point where if you want to do well and not be so pissed off, then you have to learn to forgive people who have not even asked for the forgiveness. Else you will be hurting, you will keep hurting yourself. I mean, at this point, you are hurting yourself and he doesn't mind. So there's a point where you stop and take care of you and begin to work on yourself gradually as to what to do. And one of the easier things to do is, and that one is not even easy, it's not easy, is to forgive him even when he's not asking for it.
So, and that forgiveness is for you?
It's for you. Seriously, all forgiveness is for you. When you forgive Dr. Painstill for whatever he did against me, some of the people, there are times people disturb you and they don't even know that what they have done is wrong. And so if you can tell them, I don't like what you did, this thing is not sitting well with me. That is the first point. Some people will still say, what? But what did I do? And if he keeps throwing it away and he keeps gaslighting, leave him. All forgiveness is for you. At the end of the day, you heal yourself. That is what the Bible says. When you are ready to give your offering and then you remember that somebody has done something against you, you leave the offering there. Go and look for the person, forgive him, and come back and give the offering.
Okay. Mama T, I don't want to push this too long because we have a number of questions. However, right. Yeah, I've noted this question down. I wonder how you forgive somebody who is not sorry. Mm. And in this situation, it's repetitive. Mm. He is unrelenting. It's not like I have stopped but haven't apologized. Me, I won't apologize. Me, I am unrelenting. Me, I haven't stopped. But it seems the woman still loves him.
So?
And that is why you are there and hurting and forgiving even the ones that are yet to come. Mm. How do you survive?
The next thing you do, two ways, though. It's either you leave or you stay. If you don't want to leave, then you are going to stay because this is what he says he's going to do and he's not ready to stop. There's not much you can do.
And keep forgiving the sins that are yet to come.
And so there are times then you don't even look for it because it will happen by all means.
Oh, Charlie. Mental. You have any quick thoughts to share on this one?
I agree with Mama T because that's what Jesus taught. You know, following Jesus could be a problem.
It's difficult,
it's true. Because then you have to forget all your rationality, everything that you know as a human being. Mm. But that is what eventually pays off.
Yes.
Because then the issue is not with the person. It's about how you yourself. You know, the disciples came to ask, Lord, how many times shall we forgive if somebody does this? Or does that. And you know what? In order to throw them off, he said
77 times. Seven.
Yes.
That's a lot.
The innumerable times. Hey. But there is a way that people change in circumstances that you can also not anticipate.
Yeah.
And that is why Jesus Christ, when he has offered the gift of healing to those who come to him. In other words, when you come to Jesus Christ, you come to him for healing. He gives you the healing, and the healing takes care of all the situations that you can anticipate, those that you can't anticipate. But the issue of infidelity in a marriage, I mean, maybe I have not gone through that, but then I can only appreciate how difficult it would be. What it is to go through with the knowledge that the man that you are married to, mostly is the man. It's a man who's unrepentant, who's going on. But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe in his healing power and you believe in everything that the Lord has said concerning marriage, concerning how to forgive all these number of times, then you can also believe that he is able to overcome the issue, the problem. And one day, out of nowhere, something will come out. But if not, and if you continue to live with it, that is it is part of your Christian walk. And you can use it and can rely on it to teach others. You know, the Christian walk is a very difficult walk,
and
people need to appreciate that, because the things that come into your life are the things that you never wanted to see. But by living with it and learning to deal with it, you learn how to overcome situations. These things may not come at the earliest stages of life, but they come nonetheless for those people who persevere. So people who are going through these things, the recourse is not at the first instance or the earliest instance or the early stages to call it quits. It's a choice for you. But then you have to persevere and carry on and on. And I believe that the Lord, when we have waited, persevered with him, he brings us victory. I believe it very honestly. And there are many wonderful stories of husbands who started this life and eventually converted, and so forth and so on. But that is the reason why the Bible teaches that this business of marriage, we just don't go into it. We just don't go into it. You go into it when the two of you have agreed. You are a Christian. You call the other man also a Christian, and because of that, you just want to have a marriage. And once you've had a marriage, all the problems come in, because you notice that the other person is not of the same faith, it's not of the same understanding, and so forth and so on. But we look at the world for what it is and know that these things will come.
All right.
But we always, the teaching always goes to the part of the marriage that believes in Christianity, Christian charity, Christian whatever. That is what we speak to. And so those are the people that my teaching goes to, for them to be able to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and for him to come in when he has to come in.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Kobi, I'll move to my next question. What do
let me respond to Reverend Pinto.
Let me ask the next question. Yes. Otherwise, we will not move on. Let me ask the next question, and then you can quickly respond, and then we move on. But we need to move very fast. Yeah. What do I do to restore trust in my relationship after discovering an affair?
The process of restoration of trust always will start with the person who breached the trust. The person must, and that is where the forgiveness thing comes in. The person must accept, first of all, that I was wrong. And even in God's own method for restitution, you need to confess. And you need to repent. It's a process. You don't jump one and leave one. You need to confess that I was wrong. You need to repent that I was wrong. Before God forgives you and before he restores you, it's the same for a human being. Now, on this business of forgiveness, it is a question of how deep-seated the pain is, how the person reacts, because it helps the process. And that is where the restoration comes in. Once the person is remorseful, the person himself or herself will help by taking corrective measures, do things differently to make you believe that I am sorry for what I did and I'm willing to make it up to you. And as human as we are, there are times when you would get into your element. You get flashbacks of the incident. And at that point, the person must be willing to accept all your attitudes, because you are the reason why we are where we are. So you should be ready to accept it and go through the process. For every hurt, just like every injury, it takes time to heal. And when it heals, it leaves a scar. And sometimes you find the scar, but underneath the scar, there's still an injury. And it takes time for it to die down. One day it will die down. But until then, what you do helps. Now that is where when it comes to the person who was hurt, the forgiveness part is when the person gets to the point where he can let go, then the person begins the process of moving forward from there. Other than that, you are stuck. So it is a two-way affair. The person who committed the offense and the person who was offended all have roles to play. But the larger role sits with the person who committed the offense. And in this lady's case, where the man is unrepentant, unfortunately, this woman is only going to hurt himself or her, is going to hurt herself. Because the guy will keep, even if she tries to forgive him, what he's going to do is that as soon as the injury, the sore tries to dry up and starts to die, this guy will come and remove the surface again, open the sore, and she has to start all over again. That is a very difficult thing. But I want Reverend Fenty to understand that, listen, sometimes we are very idealistic about some of these things when it comes to the church and how we use the Bible. There are people who go out there purposely to hurt others. They are unrepentant. Now, we are trying to be like Jesus Christ, but we are not Jesus Christ yet. And there's a reason why Jesus Christ was not given birth to by a man, but he was given birth through the Holy Ghost. So sometimes when these things happen, we should look at it more from a human angle than from a very spiritual angle, because we are human beings, we are not spirits. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So I noted that you will have to first of all, accept that you're wrong, and you will have to admit it to yourself first of all that you're wrong, and then you confess it, and then you will have to repent of it. Repent genuinely of it. And that's when restoration begins to settle in. But I understand Kobe's point about how difficult it will be to that will definitely be your choice, and I'm not sure anyone can ask you to stay or leave where you know that this person hasn't made up their minds that they haven't accepted that they are wrong. And from where you sit, it doesn't look like they are going to accept it now. They are not confessing their wrongs to you. You have seen it. And they can't be bothered that you have seen it. And they are unrepentant of what they are doing that is hurting you. Now, what do you do? It is your choice, because all of it is in your face. And I think you two said it right. If you choose to stay, then it is your choice. And so now you may have to start seeking help on how to go through with your decision of living with it, you know. And if you think that, look, this is not a thing you want to deal with, you also still have to be able to, you need to be helped to make the other decision. So at this point in time, my dear sister, you will have to decide which one. You have to look out for yourself. This week I mentioned that sometimes we tolerate to the point where we lose ourselves. Oh, yes.
You understand? You'll be tolerating, and then you realize, you ask yourself, so where am I? At that point, you are not doing yourself any good. You need to be alive and strong to continue to tolerate. So there are times that you need to pause.
Exactly.
Look out. Yeah, we tolerate things until we lose ourselves. And
it goes on. The person knows that for you, you are going always tolerate. So
you're here.
It's not unrepentant.
You know.
And you see, Adam, there's something about people who offend there. When they start and they size you and they know you would accommodate it, they only get worse. And it is human behavior that is unacceptable. It keeps perpetuating until you reinforce it. Now, in motivation theory, there's a theory which uses behavior reinforcement. If you want someone to do something, you reward the person to do it. If someone does something bad, you punish the person to make the person stop doing it. It's a motivation theory. It's a behavior theory. Now, people who are narcissistic in nature, they don't have remorse. They don't regret for what they do. And they cover it with lies. And they will gaslight you to make you believe that you are the reason why they do it. Now, for this lady, if the guy is like that, if she stays, she's only going to lose her mind. Because the guy will do it and say, you made me do it. and make everyone believe that you are the problem and you are mad. And they'll go and tell everybody that you are mad. And it will get to a point you begin to believe that you are mad. For such people, cut them loose and move on.
There's a question. I think that's following what you know we're saying. It says that, what if you accept your mistakes and you're very remorseful and you ask for forgiveness, but your partner still refuses to accept that you have repented,
and
they still want a breakup? I'll be back shortly. Now go on and enrich your breakfast with the nourishing goodness of Dano Milk Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk. The rich taste of Dano Milk makes a perfect combination with your tea, oats, your cocoa and all the others to give you that great tasting breakfast you've always desired. Dano Milk Cool Cow is fortified with vitamin A and is also a good source of protein and nutrients such as vitamin B12 and iodine to help keep you nourished and strong always. Dano Milk is affordable and in a shop near you. Choose Dano Milk today for your nourishment and build your strength every day. Dano Milk, go for it. Remember, this advert is FDA approved. And now shine your eyes. Mawenin Naho. Now shine your eyes, Mawenin Naho, because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. While cooking with your favorite Unga spices, there are lots of gifts to be won just like that. Unga brings you Mawenin Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. And win big, because this is Ungalicious. Just pick together 25 promo wrappers of Unga shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew tablets to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You can win up to 100,000 cedis cash prizes, TV sets, washing machines, deep freezers and many others. This is an instant gift. No go cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Unga promo wrappers now. This promo starts from Monday, October 16th and ends on October 16th and it goes all the way through to December 31, 2023. Terms and conditions do apply. This advert is FDA approved. Ghana Make Hard Power, so everybody wants value for their hard-earned money. When it comes to tomato mix, value for money means one, consistent and rich red color that doesn't color your meat or fish. Thick paste that gives you your desired quantity of soup or stew, and good tomato flavor that gives that consistent and unique taste to all your dishes. You can rely on Tasty Tom and rich tomato mix for all these. That is why we weigh your tomato mix. No color changing like traffic lights. Debia koko kama. Taste nesodie on point. Because Tasty Tom is thick. Ufa kakra na ye bebre. Don't compromise on quality. Topapano at once. Choose Tasty Milk and choose Tasty Tom and rich tomato mix and get value for money. You stand the chance of winning amazing prizes from Tasty Tom during the phone-in sessions on the drive time with Lexus Bill. All you need to do is tell us how you prepare your favorite meal using Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix. This promises to be fun and interesting. Tasty Tom Enriched Tomato Mix, Ofakakra, Naibibri. And yay, seize the opportunity with Adansi Travels to see the unique architecture, skyscrapers, ports, beaches, amazing desert safaris, shopping centers, and enjoy the most tolerant atmosphere in the world. From the 13th to the 20th of December, also from the 19th to the 26th of December, and from the 28th through to the 4th of January 2024, pay only $1,850 for single sharing and $3,650 for couples to be part of the Adansi Aten Vibe Reloaded Vibe Tours. All these packages cover your flight, hotel accommodation, tourist visa, daily breakfast, city tours, guided shopping and optional tours to make your vacation exceptional. To patronize any of the packages, call 059-550-0817 or 055-264-826. or you can visit adansetravels.com to book now. Adanse at 10 Reloaded. It's still a vibe. Yes, so we come back to the question that says that what if I have accepted my mistakes, I have confessed it, I am remorseful, I have asked for forgiveness, yet forgiveness wouldn't be accepted because they're not even paying attention to my repentance gestures and all they need is a breakup. Do I allow it, Lawyer Pintle?
It's not whether you allow it or not. The question is, you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage. All we're trying to do is to counsel people when they get into those difficult
situations
in life. Mm. And the issue is, what advice would I give you in the circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
So in the circumstances where you said you have accepted your mistakes remorsefully, how remorseful you were when you asked for forgiveness but refused to accept the repentant gestures and wanted to make a breakup. I mean, the question is, people's ability to relate matters at what points in time. And therefore, if your spouse wants a breakup, then you seek my advice, I will ask you. You know, I mean, when we're having this discussion, my mind goes back to maybe 30, 40 years back when our moms did not have this opportunity even talking about this. How did they cope with our fathers who were call them, whether oversexed or whatever. But how did our mothers tolerate? Our fathers in those days. They did. Is it because that we did not have much knowledge in those days? They didn't have much knowledge. But then how did they cope? Because traditionally and societally, they were trained to accommodate men. So,
please, I'd like us to go straight to the point because we don't have a lot of time.
Well,
I think this is from a Mani.
Yes.
He says that I have done all that you guys are saying, yet my partner wants a breakup. What do I do in this instant?
If she wants a breakup and she wants it, she will have it. But the question is whether she requires that breakup at all. Because, see, I'm sorry, I have to be brutal and frank here.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't have so many choices in relationships when in the society that we have. Because when you break up, a woman's ability to marry a second is problematic. It's not like you cannot marry. But women cannot afford to have 2-3 marriages in life and stuff. Like a man can go around, marry, not marry, have children just around. A woman can't do that. And therefore, every time that we come to this topic, it's like we are trying to teach the woman overly beyond what they are able to bear. So if a woman is caught in this situation, I will ask you, if the man has repented, give him the chance. I'm assuming that you are a Christian woman. Give the man the chance to show himself for what he says he has become. But if you still are adamant, obviously, you've got your choice to make. But I will prevail upon you to give the man a second chance.
Okay.
And even give him a third chance.
Give
him a fourth chance.
Wow.
In the same way, we are going to the 77 times 7.
The man must also. You know, this is every time we discuss it, it's not so much of a woman problem.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the woman is so clever that we don't catch them in the same situations that the men catch them. But the men that are caught in relation with women. Some are women in marriages and so forth and so on. Because automatically, when a woman gets that problem, it's like automatic the man must leave the woman. But then the same tolerance, the same ability for people to bear up the other must go both ways. So I would say very bluntly that the woman must accommodate the man.
Okay. So Lawyer Pencil's point is that if you insist on going away, well, you may go away, but he will say that be considerate and give it another chance because this person is trying to make things up to you, not like the other one who is unrelenting. Great. Mama T, will that be your stance?
Yes, certainly, right?
So we can move on.
I am just looking at what exactly he did to show you that he's remorseful.
Mm.
And so the little things, you know, the journey he's ready to go through.
Mm.
See, the same person, the environment, the little practical things that you have to do to let the person know that I am working on this or I won't do this again. And that's how far he can do.
Yeah.
If the onus lies on you to say, yes, I will forgive you. No, I won't stay. And listen, let me say this. If it's a marriage, one of the things everyone should understand, I think last week Osofo Kofi alluded to it, is that in this thing called a marriage, we would step on each other's toes. Mm. Sometimes it is very painful, but if you are, you it's a part of the ticket you bought. Some things will come through. And yet it is very difficult. That is why you feel pain. But gradually with time, you have to heal your pain, because it may not even be an affair. There'll be something else, and that is much painful than an affair. So yes, learning to go through the process, the pain, and then everything, at the end of the day, if you think you can't stay, that one is your choice.
Great. Certainly. Kobi, quickly, if you have anything more to say, then, because the next question is very important.
Okay. So first point. If you have tried everything there is, made every effort there is, and the person says, "I want to leave," truth is that you cannot. You can force a horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink. There's nothing you can do than to let the person go. Because if you force the person to stay, it is against the person's will and wish. It is only misery you would experience. So you must learn to accept what has happened. Learn to accept that you are the reason why it happened, and learn to pay for it the price. That is why I always insist that before you make that move, be ready for the consequence. Now, unfortunately, we live in a cultural setting, and as we are speaking right now, it was all about forgiveness. Because those who do that continuously, because they know they will get others to intervene and ask for forgiveness for them, they will do it because they know that they will get away with it. But if you know if you do it, you pay the price, you think twice before you do it.
All right. Great. That's, I mean, it's one of the things that people don't really think about. Mm. But you see, whatever it is that you do, you will live with the consequences. It will come back. So when we're making decisions and we're making choices, we're thinking about, you know, just how it suffices the moment. But remember that every decision you make today will have its resultant effects.
Absolutely.
And so it's
sometimes it's a very spiritual world. Even if the person doesn't physically deal with you, you will get a spiritual consequence.
Definitely.
Can't do much.
I mean, it's like you found food. Mm-hmm. And because you're excited about the food, you'll be eating. Right. By the time you are getting up, you realize that, no, I am overfed by
right
dog.
Hand,
and then there you are. Okay. So the next question says, I mean, I would like to summarize this properly, because I know what they are talking about. Okay. That if, is it best to, like, the situation we had first, the one we are saying that the lady should forgive, the question we just answered. Okay. I think this will be like a follow-up to it. Is it best to simply walk away from a situation like that? Because most likely, and that's the situation the gentleman is going through, if you cough, it is interpreted as you just may still be doing it. You will be called names. You will be abused. If you don't take care, you will be feeling trapped in your own relationship. If you don't take care, you will live your whole life trying to prove to your husband or your wife that it was a mistake and it won't happen again. And because the trust is broken, does it get to a point where you simply will have to realize that this trust can't be built and you're feeling enslaved in the marriage. And so the best thing for you to do is to move out, or you will have to continue to stay in there. Because the person is asking, is it easier to simply leave after the affair has been discovered rather than dealing with all the complications that may occur after, like possible scrutiny, everything you want to do, the disrespect they show you. I mean, you do the least in, are you going to do, and you are never forgiven. You've done everything to assure them that you're sorry. However, they keep beating you all the time with it. Is it just best to leave if you think about all of these things that usually come with it? I'll come for your answers in a bit.
It's a new world of doing business, and your business shouldn't be left out. It's time to get a Momo for Business today to accept payment from over 15 million Momo customers. All you need to do is a business registration certificate and your Ghana card. Applying to be MTN Momo merchant has been made simple and fast. You just have to dial *5051# and follow the prompt to apply online at momomerchantapplication.mtn.com.gh. You receive a reference number which you can use to track your application. So don't get caught waiting. Enjoy secure transactions and convenience transactions for your business with MTN Momo today. Note that the application is free. Do not pay any money to anyone for a merchant's payment solution. Report any fraud charges using the Momo app available on Play Store and App Store. And yay, Yumvita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals including zinc, iron and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and also in three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea, and the 350 gram block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yumvita, a delicious way to grow. And once again, I am telling you that shine your eyes, Maweni Naho, because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. While cooking with your favorite Onga spices, there are loads of gifts to be won just like that. Onga brings you Maweni Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is Ongalicious. To enter the Shine Your Eyes promo and enjoy all the goodies won, just pick up together 25 promo wrappers of Onga Shrimp tablet and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew tablets to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a prize. You can win up to 100,000 cedis cash prize, television sets, washing machines, deep freezers and many others. This is an instant gift. No go cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo starts from Monday, October 16 through to December 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. And remember that this advert is FDA approved. And true, we're gonna make hard pass. So everybody wants value for their hard-earned money. When it comes to tomato mix, value for money means one, consistent and rich red color that doesn't color your meat or fish. Two, thick paste that gives you the desired quantity of soup or stew. And three, good tomato flavor that gives that consistent and unique taste to all your dishes. You can rely on tasty Tom and rich tomato mix for all these. That's why we say weigh your tomato mix. No color changing like traffic lights. Debia koko kama. Taste no sude on point. Because tasty Tom is thick. Ufa kakra na yibibri. Ekun humbie nim. Don't compromise on quality. Top papa no at once. Choose tasty Tom and rich tomato mix and get value for money. You stand a chance of winning amazing prizes from tasty Tom during the phone-in sessions on Drive Time with Lexus Bill. All you need to do is tell us how you prepare your favorite meal using tasty Tom and rich tomato mix. This promises to be fun and interesting. Tasty Tom Tomato Rich Tomato Mix. Oh, fuck a cry. Now you be free. Okay, back to my question. Yeah. Who goes first? Mama T.
Yes. So this is a very beautiful question. I will still come back to reminding you that we are talking marriage. And if we are talking marriage, everybody should understand that marriage has never been easy. My friend pastor said that marriage is spelled hard work. And if I'm talking to this person, I will ask him a few questions to both of them. To the lady, is it the first time that your husband has done something like this? And if it's a first time, why are you not willing to let him go? Or give him the benefit of the doubt. Things happen. Mm. There are many, many reasons for which people get into these areas. And we don't want to belabor the point now, but walking away simply is not the answer. We can work on this. If it is workable, we can work on this. Don't forget that if it's a woman at the receiving end, this is how we are. We would want to make everything else you do after today look like you are going to do the thing again. Hey, oh no, obabe yebio. And so be ready for some of these things, because you have done wrong, and the other person is the other person's duty to say, yes, I have forgiven or I have not forgiven. So give her time, give us time to go through her own moods and feel her pains and everything, and then give her time. Sometimes people want to say that I have spoken about it, I have owned up, I have asked for forgiveness. Why are you not forgiving me? You are asking for too much too early. It is not like that. So you have done something against somebody, and the person feels the hurt. Allow him or her to go through the pain, to nurture it, to brood over it, and then give her the time to come out and say, I have forgiven you. Walking away just like that. Then 73% of women, married women, might have walked away long ago, because that is what I hear, that 73% of husbands have either cheated before or are cheating. And so if at every point we are going out like that, then that would not be the right thing. There's a right thing to do, and don't walk away. Let's see how we can work on this one. There is a little procedures to go through to be able to work on this one, so that you come to the point where both of you are ready to do it again.
Okay. So, Lawyer Pencil, wow. Same question, but the emphasis here now will be on the fact that you have confessed, you're trying to do the right thing, but like Mama T is saying, of course, you can't tell me how to heal, and you can't tell me when to heal. But if your healing process means abusing me, your healing process means calling me names all the time, your healing process means enslaving me, making me feel trapped in this marriage, and that's what your healing process is, do I still just stay there and take it?
It's a reciprocal business. In other words, much as your spouse did not deserve what you did,
mm-hmm.
if she decides to repay you in that way, it's all part of the healing process. It's all part of the healing process. Because then you must know that you've triggered something that has to take
so.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. Because there can be no other way. So it's a reciprocal situation, and both parties must deal with the effects of situations. So that's the way I would define it. So at the end of the day, I believe something good will come out of it. Mm-hmm. In other words, I mean, it's not very easy for people to come to realization that they've been cheated in spite of the very best services that they deliver to you. And then it is an emotional thing. It's not something that they can just walk away from.
Yes, so
and
right.
By mentioning it and by grieving over it, it's part of the healing process. But you best be ready and willing to bear the effect of that healing process that includes possible insults, possible jibes, possible all kind of things that will come your way. You must also be ready. Even in between, there could be further quarrels as to why would you push me to do this and stuff like that. But it's a beautiful thing, because at the end of the day, that's the reality. You know, anybody who goes into a marriage believing that it's going to be free of all of those things, you thank God if you have that kind of marriage. But in the real world that we find ourselves with, the stress and everything that goes with it, some do things that are unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I think every marriage, that's the reality of a marriage, that the couple is able to bear each one up. When one is going up, you bear the person up. When the person is going down, you try to bring him up. So that's the way I see the relationship. So that should be the normal, even Christian life. That should be the normal Christian life.
Right.
And that's the way I see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Kobe, what will be your take on this one?
The first thing is this. It is very difficult to live
the volume
under or live in a toxic environment. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. So it is very difficult to live in a toxic environment. So when it gets to a point where now it has become a question of daily insults, you have accepted that we're wrong. But now you are living like you are living in jail. That one is more of emotional abuse and mental torture. You can't take it forever. At some point, it will break down. So my point is that if you choose to forgive, you, the one who is forgiven, you must consciously make sure that you don't hold a gun to the person's head. Otherwise, it won't work. Now, the other point I want to make is that when it comes to living, it looks like in these times, we are too selfish. We think only of ourselves and not others. And so we end up making decisions and choices, thinking only about how we feel. In fact, we don't even think logically about the effect of what we are doing or the decision we are making. But we take it based on our emotion. And by the time we are done. We've destroyed ourselves. We've destroyed our children. We've destroyed other lives. Because there are other people who are also modeling their lives after yours. And what you have chosen ends up affecting them. We have become too selfish as a people. And we have to think about it. Living is only a last option for mental sanity. Marriage is supposed to be forever. The reason why it happens, and it is, there's a reason why it is only infidelity that provision was made for it being the reason why you leave. Because it is the only thing, especially for men, that it is very difficult to forgive.
Yamvita is fortified with Neutro-V and contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron for your baby's healthy growth. Yamvita, a delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, Majwa, you bought a new flat-screen TV.
My sister, ma weninda ho.
Hey, and a washing machine too.
Yeah, ma weninda ho. It's remaining a deep freezer.
Hey, wait here, Majwa. Show me the way. Show me the way.
Enter the Ungalicious Maweninda Hub promo and you too can win big. There's up to 1 million Ghana cedis in cash and other prizes to dash. Submit 25 Unga promo wrappers of shrimp tablet and 5 of any other variant at any of our designated centers and you will win prizes instantly. No konebra simbia. Promo runs from October 16 to December 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. This advert is FDA approved. Unga, mama's helping hand.
Ah, Ophelia, did you brush your teeth before eating?
No, mommy. Anytime I use daddy's toothpaste, I get bruises in my mouth and sometimes I feel like vomiting.
That's not an excuse. As a child, you need to brush your teeth before you take your breakfast to avoid tartar and cavity, okay? And you, why are you laughing at your sister? Have you brushed your teeth?
Yes, Mom. I used the Kel Kids toothpaste you brought yesterday to brush my teeth.
Well done, darling. Kel Kids toothpaste is made for kids like you from 2 years to 6 years.
It was so sweet like strawberry. I even wanted to eat it, Mom.
No, you can't eat it. It's toothpaste, not toffee, okay? It's always advisable to give your kids Kel Kids toothpaste to brush their teeth. Kel Kids toothpaste strengthens teeth and prevents decay and cavities. As a mother, I always make sure my kids use Kel Kids toothpaste. Kel Kids toothpaste with strawberry flavor makes brushing exciting for our kids.
Kel, happy, smart.
This advert is FDA approved.
Ghana for a tasty Tom tomato mix yusu. Woko choba restauranta. If you swa eye
tasty Tom. Me yo your family journey ni ako yupa. Me you see tasty Tom tomato mix. Eye koko kama. Wudi ye drania. What's a rich tomato flavor no? Nani tasty so dear. On point.
Sa.
Me choba. Me fat tasty Tom kakrebi yam kwaini froya. Na ye bebre. Me handwriting so. And sisada. Inti customers.
Never.
Mia Chef, Tasty Tom gives you value for money. I don't compromise on the quality of my food. Ain't me top up
no. At once! Use Tasty Tom enriched tomato mix.
This advert is FDA approved.
As the commander-in-chief in my house, I always ensure that I give my family the best. And this includes their television viewing. That's why we watch GoTV.
GoTV gives you all the local drama on Aquaba Magic.
And I watch my favorite cartoons on GoTV.
GoTV Super Plus in T, I get all the Premier League games, La Liga, Serie A, and Europa. This festive season, Yenya Gibraltar, dial star 759 hash to reconnect today and be part of the excitement. Go TV, love it.
Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V and it contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals including zinc, iron and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and also in three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea and 350 gram block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. 0302216541. Said we're going to hear from you. We have about some 10 minutes. And now shine your eyes, Mawini Naho, because cooking is being more fun and enjoyable than ever before. While cooking with your favorite Onga spices, there are lots of gifts to be won just like that. Onga brings you Mawini Naho promo. Just shine your eyes and win big. This is Ongalicious. To enter the Shine Your Eyes promo and enjoy all the goodies, just pick together 25 promo wrappers of Onga Shrimp tablets and add 5 promo wrappers of either chicken, beef or stew tablet to it. Submit them at any of our redemption centers and you will instantly win a gift. You can win up to 100,000 CDs cash prizes, television sets, washing machines, deep freezers and many others. This is an instant gift, no go cambia. So shine your eyes and start picking the Onga promo wrappers now. This promo starts from Monday. It started from Monday, 16th October, and it is on through to the 31st of December, 2023. Terms and conditions apply, and this advert is FDA approved. And yes, it is a new world of doing business, and your business shouldn't be left out. It's time to get Momo for Business today to accept payments from over 15 million Momo customers. All you need to do is a business registration certificate and you and your Ghana card. Applying to be MTN Momo merchant has been made simple and fast, and you just have to dial star 5051 hash and follow the prompts or apply online at momomerchantapplication.mtn.com.gh. You will receive a reference number which you can use to track your application. So don't get caught waiting. Enjoy secure transactions and convenient transactions for your business with MTN Momo today. Note that the application is free. Do not pay any money to anyone for a merchant payment solution. Report any fraudulent charges using the Momo app available on Play Store and App Store. You want to call us if you have a question to ask us. I asked the question, you know, when we took the break, and to find out if, you know, we can just do justice to it quickly before the phone calls come in. I was telling Lawyer Pencil that there's this young couple, 6 months into the marriage, the lady traveled on a business trip and then, you know, got close to this gentleman. And some way, somehow, she let her guards down and then it happened. Now, she came back home and she could have, you know, she said she could have just been quiet about it. However, she thought that, look, I should just confess to my husband that I let my guts down and this is what happened, and probably even lean on his support and all that. And she did, and it's turned the marriage into something else. 6 months, every day, husband goes like, he comes home, where is the halot? And, you know, yeah. Name calling, abuse, insults every time. Even when they are making love, he will go like, you know, is he doing it better? Always like alluding to what had happened. And she says that it's now becoming too torturous and too difficult to take, because I came to confess to you. If I wanted to hide it from you, I would have hidden it from you. And she says that, of course, they're seeking counseling. The gentleman sometimes comes back to apologize and say that, I'm sorry. Indeed, you could have kept this thing away from me and I would never know. But you came to tell me and I should have respected that. I don't know why I keep doing this to you. I'm sorry. Try to, you know, hold her. And the next moment, it's all about calling her names, abusing her, insulting her and all that. Sometimes sit you down and want to probe what has happened and all that. I can tell that he is hurt, you know. And she says that at this point, it's affecting her mental health and she wants to leave. And I was asking Lawyer Pencil if you know, she can leave.
Is that she did the right thing by confessing to her husband. The husband is acting wrongly. In other words, the reaction of the husband in poking this matter to her at every opportunity is arising more out of hurt and out of shock of knowing what the wife did. I believe that it is one of Satan's work of making the couple feel uncomfortable. And I believe that God, who led her to confess to her husband, that's the right and proper thing that any husband and wife ought to be doing. But the Lord will redeem her out of it. I believe that what the husband is doing will be done for a season, but he requires more healing now. And we assume that by hearing he gets healed. He's not overcoming. Mm-hmm. But I pray to God that the Lord himself will reveal himself to him and get him to appreciate and learn how to forgive. And if he has forgiven, this will be a matter of history for them.
Yeah. All right, Mama T, then I'll go to Kobe.
I have always believed in something, capacity. People have different capacities in this
Kobe,
life.
Kindly mute your mic.
In this life. So sometimes you did something to Adam, and she's able to hold it and accommodate you. And you think that everybody is like Adam. So when you do the same thing to them, they should be able to hold it. No, people are very different. Our levels of maturity, our levels of understanding, everything. So I would keep telling women, men, when these things happen, the trust is broken, and it is very painful. Unless someone will be there. It is very, very painful, but there is a point where he would come round. He would come round for him to be able to go and come back and say and ask to be forgiven for even calling her names. So I understand she's in a very difficult situation where we are together and you are using the occasion to call me out. It's very difficult. It looks like
the two of them. In
yes,
the house.
It looks like a very, very toxic environment. And the right thing in everybody's mind is, why won't you leave? After all, what? No. After all, the truth is that, you said it, every decision we have made in this life, we had the right to make the choice. And the choice has come with a consequence. Listen, some of the choices, they are generational. And so at this point, I am not telling her to leave or to stay. I am asking her what she can do. I have seen marriages that I counseled, and then the people say no. They went through proper divorce, proper court, everything. 3 years into the divorce, they come back. They now have forgiven properly. They now have understood whatever it is, and they are remarrying. And so on this point, sometimes it really depends on the two people. I keep saying again, perhaps the last one here. You see, when something is painful, it is painful. We should agree it is painful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people, Christian women and men, want to be able to, and yes, what is it? After all, the fact that you are a Christian doesn't mean anything. It means that you are also feeling the pain. But there is one thing I have learned to do. When I feel the pain about something, I learned to release this pain to the Holy Spirit to help me, if you are a Christian. Because some of the forgiveness you can't do on your own. And you're very difficult, hey? So you have to, in fact, pray and ask God to help you. And the Holy Spirit, I release this pain to you to help me, because this one is difficult.
All right. Mm. Thank you. Kobe?
Yes. Unfortunately, she has to power through this. It's a phase. Mm. There are a million and one questions going on in the man's head that he's not asking. And probably it will help if they will talk about it. That is the reason why. So one of the reasons why he's asking those questions whilst they are making love is, in his mind, I was not good enough. That is why he went to him. It is not a question of it was an accident. So every time he is at work, he's asking himself, will I be able to beat that standard this person has set? Because for a man, when that happens, it means that if the guy is better than me, you are likely to go back. And if you go back, will you come and tell me? Will you tell me? So what an anegua monesi? You will live with it. So it is for her to live with the consequence and power through it. So the point where he gets past the pain, once he gets past the pain, he will be able to forgive, and everything can come back to normal.
Thank you. My very last question to all of us. We have just 10 seconds each to answer it. I'll start with you, Kobe. can every, I mean, can people heal from every kind of affair?
Not from every kind of affair, no. Okay. Sometimes you can never heal.
Sometimes you can never
because sometimes heal. The damage to you, to your mental health, to your psyche, to your confidence, and to your physical life, society, is destroyed. And so you have to live with it for the rest of your life. So you can never heal because every day to stare you in the face. There are some, yes, you can heal, but some can never heal. That's the reality.
Yes, I believe that people can heal from every kind of affair if they give themselves to it. Mm. It's a choice. Okay. It's a choice. Everything that we do in this world is a choice. Some people will take the view that for this world has gone beyond. Mm. But if Christ can heal, if Christ can forgive for every... I cannot understand why a Christian would say that you cannot. It's just a choice. Mm. And there are things that people are forgiving their spouses when you hear it.
Oh, yes.
You'll be amazed.
Oh, yes.
You'll be amazed.
Oh, yes.
So there's nothing that nobody cannot forgive somebody for it.
Mm.
All right. Amazing. I mean, that much... I'm sure of it.
Yes, great. I agree so much. Adam, I have sat in mediations where there is one first child belongs to daddy, the two in-between children belong to another man, and the last one belongs to husband. 8 different times, and we have come to a point where husband say, I have forgiven. And these are men. We think that men can't forgive easily like that, but they come out to forgive. I understand, like I said, forgiveness is not an easy one, but Jesus kept talking about forgiveness. In our society, if even it is traditional, we sit down, all the family elders will say, Ajua, fa cheno, what did you assume?